Simply Done, the podcast network.
This harmonica got all smashed up in the bag because there was a bunch of other stuff in there. There was like a big glass, for lack of a better word, let's say pipe, and then some bottles and stuff, and some other pill bottles and stuff, but I'll play a song, you guess what it is, Dan. You ready?
Do you think that Perry's guest is a little nervous right now?
Who's that?
Lisa Marie.
No. God, no.
I'm ready.
Was a highly jolly soul. He broke his neck while skateboarding. Not for a girl he didn't know.
If you check the records, I don't think that that's what he did.
I just don't understand what Perry's deal is. I really don't.
You know what I think what he's got? What Perry's got going for him right now is he's
What's
got
that?
The looks. He's got the talent.
You think he's
got
looks?
The energy.
You think he's got looks?
He's got it. He's got the thing. He's got charisma. Scaremaster! Oh, my God. You lost weight.
See what you did?
What?
See what you did?
What?
Okay, sit down and talk about it in the show, Perry.
What did I do? She didn't even start yet. Whoa!
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Down the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody. It's me. I'm home. It's your old pal, Don Barris.
Hey, it's we are back, right?
Yes.
That's all. Thank you for confirming
Tell
that. Ball.
You are. Yep, you are bold.
And I'm, of course, and I'm a...
Say
excuse
it.
Me. And I am, of course...
You divorced?
Yeah, he is divorced, Christ. Actually.
Yeah, I am divorced from my first and only wife. But I'm back. Oh, wait. I'm here. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Scary Perry.
Career, get used to it.
I'm what?
It's
you said
just
I'm
the
here.
Same.
It's expression.
Oh, it yeah, I'm here.
You say I'm here. You go, you're here. You're queer.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm not here queer, but you're queer.
Nope.
I'm here. You're nice queer. Get used to it.
Okay, let's stop right there. We have a huge show today.
All right. Well, since our show's so huge... You can go downstairs and pick up you know who.
Who's that?
My best
okay.
of the best.
Perry, what? Just for a second, please. We've got a lot to do.
Okay. Let's
and
order it.
You forced somebody in on us again.
Forced?
Yes.
Whoa.
No, I didn't force.
Wait, like you forced yourself on your ex-wife when you made out with your baby?
What?
Not the same thing.
No,
this,
no, no,
this
no,
one
no.
will
no,
not have
no,
sex.
No, I got
with
a text message saying I'm near you. I'll be over at 1. So this is all right. Come on over.
Yeah.
So she comes over and we
who are we talking about?
And you forget Lisa Marie, his friend Lisa Marie.
Oh, how's she doing?
She's doing great.
That's the one you used to do that cable access show out in the valley with.
Correct.
Yeah.
What's going on with that? You guys still doing that?
No, not yet. Not for a while. We haven't.
When did that stop? When did you stop doing that?
Here's what some of the fans are thinking though, and I don't side with them 100%, but it does make you think. Last week Perry saw Lisa Marie for the first time in how long?
I don't remember.
Anyway, the
well,
next...
Well, no, wait. Since the 20-year anniversary 20th show.
20th anniversary show. So now she came back in your life. And last week, this is what the fans are saying. It's not me, and I don't think Mole believes this. I don't think Mole knows even what's going on right now.
I really... Yeah. I was excited. A lady's coming over?
We're going to have a lady special guest that Perry's brought here.
Awesome.
But what the fans are thinking is this. Last week, she got back in your life, and now add it up a little bit. You came in saying all these things that she probably told you. They're saying, not me, but they're saying you probably told her a bunch of stuff, and she said, oh, you should have those guys stop picking on you. You should be making money. Then she started pushing the VPN and that the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection should be back on there because people kind of read into you, and what they saw last week is you came with a mission from that live show. When you got on that live show, you had to read your new rules and you wanted to push your comedy Pure Rock Resurrection, which was a public access show. You wanted to push it to Diamond Daniel Kellison.
Hey, if folks don't know us, we're the stars of the cult movie classic Windy City Heat.
Can I ask?
Yes, we are, first of all. And we've had a podcast for over 2 years.
Excuse me.
The most creative, the best
Mary
podcast
to...
on the podcast network now. What are you going to do now?
I want
to
get Lisa Marie
okay,
up
well,
here.
Guess what? She's not coming up yet. We're doing things before she comes in.
Okay.
She's a guest on the show.
Okay.
I don't want to have her jammed down our throats.
She's not jamming nothing down our throats.
You mean like Scaremaster with that other thing? Not the time with the lady, but with the other thing?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't think that's what I mean by that. Jammed down our throat means that this woman is kind of like told Perry.
She hasn't told me nothing.
Nothing. This is all you doing.
This is all me.
But she's also the one that says a lot of bad things about us, that we mistreat you. You should be getting
paid. No.
She doesn't. Well, that's what the people online say.
Well, the people online don't know what the fuck they're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Scaremaster.
Probably don't.
They sit your ass down.
I can give you some of that.
What are you doing? What? I don't get what you just did there.
He reached over and he went to...
High five him.
High five me and grabbed he grabs my fist.
Oh, he did? You've been doing that with me, too.
Hey, Mole.
How you doing, buddy?
Whatever.
Anyway, so we've got Lisa Marie, your friend, a former co-host on the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
Pretty sweet.
So she's going to be here in a little while, so we'll get a chance to talk to her, see what she's been up to. But one of the things that people have been kind of asking me about is the VPN situation. Now, I don't know. For some reason... They're not pushing us very
hard. What's going on with those guys?
Well, we're doing it once a month, and our next show in March is going to be something spectacular.
Star-studded?
We're going to have a special guest. It's going to be
huge.
It's going to be great. We need the help from the fans out there because for some reason, VPN does not respect us like they do other shows on their network. You know, on our first show, we now have gotten over 118,000 downloads from our first show. Then they stop promoting us and nobody seems to be doing anything with that or listening to it anymore.
Hey, but you know what? We're having a good time.
We're having a great time. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to challenge...
Excuse me, that doesn't mean shit.
What does
Mole, by having a great time.
Are you siding with me?
I'm siding for you.
Really?
Because we need promotion to get our fucking show out there, to get people to fucking listen to us Excuse me for starting to stutter and stuff.
Yeah.
For people to start knowing who the big three are. Well, God damn it, we need Windy City Heat 2 made!
Okay, now.
I'll agree with that, too. But I will say that when you're lying there and taking your dying last breath and you're counting the chapters of your life, you'll be looking at the ones where you said, hey, I was having a really good time right then. And Scaremaster.
He will say that, absolutely. This is the best time of your life. But
these are your best,
but still, we need to be promoted a little bit more. And the best way for us to get promoted a little bit more is to go to
get some sponsors.
You want to shut the fuck up? Do you want to shut? That's not you, Mole. Do you want to shut the fuck up when I'm talking?
No.
Just yes or no.
No.
Okay. All right. What I want everyone to do, I want to challenge our fans to help us out because we really do need the help. And what I want you to do is I want you to go to the YouTube/VPN page. I want you to go to our page, the Big Three Live. I want you to go to all our videos. I want you to click like on there. I want you to write comments. I want you to make it a big deal so those people over at VPN start respecting us a little bit more. And if you, the listener, start talking on that page, they're going to see that our fans mean business.
What did VPN do?
That's an excellent question, Mole, and I'm just thinking to myself that they are just not being really nice to us.
I don't know. I like the lady and that dude.
Well, Mary Jane, you have something you want to say?
On the note of the VPN and making comments, lots of people were confused. When you're watching it live on YouTube, the comments right below the picture you're watching is the best way to get the comments.
Well, yeah, but now that they switch it to another...
Thank you.
Now we have a page with all of our videos that have been up. Even if you don't watch the frickin' video, just click like and then write something about the big three. Tell them how much you love us, and they should respect us more. That's what I'm saying. And let me just say this. Diamond Daniel Kellison... Maybe the best guy in the world to work for.
Best there is out there.
Throws money around, but he always takes care of his own. And I just don't think even Daniel knows how poorly we've been treated.
I really appreciate what Daniel's done for us.
What has he done for us? Tell us.
Well,
he
took us to Salt Lake for the
Salt Lake.
The VPN
and you remember when I was out there and I was scraping that white stuff off that battery on that snowmobile, and I was like, "We could snort this," and Daniel said, "You cannot." Turns out he was right.
And why did why was
that
right?
Because it's snow.
No, it's not snow.
No, it was battery. It's the crust.
Oh, battery acid.
Yeah. Yeah. But you had done that before back in Milwaukee.
It was mixed with snow, so it was diluted.
So I just don't even know what to say about that. But if you can help us with that, that would be the greatest thing ever, because then VPN would know, come on, we've got a hit on our hands. Now, Perry, another thing that people have been saying online, and this isn't me, but I started thinking about this. You know, Christopher Dorner, you know, the cop that went a little
The cop in Big
jerk.
Bear.
Yeah.
World-class jerk.
A number one jerk. But he did go up to Big Bear, so that made people start questioning things. And
oh, please.
First
off,
that was our $1 million.
You know what?
Scaremaster, that was our $1 million to get, because there's nobody who's better at killing people than Big Bear than you, okay?
Go fuck yourself.
Well, that's
what
people are
saying. You do have a track record. And you know what's funny? People are also saying they're going back to a time that this is. Do you remember when you were hanging out with Nicole Brown Simpson? Like about 6 months before she passed away.
I wasn't hanging out with her. I was at a
beauty salon.
Shut the
a
fuck
restaurant.
Up.
He were at a restaurant.
Yeah, it was Applebee's. One. Applebee's.
I was at Bar One for a Hollywood Referral Service meeting.
And you met her.
And I met Nicole Brown Simpson at the bar with Faye Resnick.
They were both there.
Yes. The two hottest looking chicks at the place that night. Mm.
Then
the
lessons.
Three of us danced together that night. And Nicole Brown Simpson kept turning me around so she doesn't look at her ex-husband, who oddly enough ended up being O.J. Simpson.
And how'd that work out?
I said, you know, at the end of the night, I walked up to him outside, and he was up against the planter with the two girls, and I shook his hand, and I said goodnight. Ran across Sunset to my my white truck when I had my
Whoa,
white truck.
Was O.J. impressed with that?
No, he was.
Do you think that's what made him decide?
Nice to me, you know. He was polite to me, and you know, shook my hand.
But you think that's what made him decide to get a white truck?
My truck, not his truck.
I know, but he saw you in the truck. And he's like, I gotta get me one of them.
He had a Bronco, you nitwit. Well, I had a Toyota.
Well, what color was that Bronco? Right. White.
Was it white?
It was white.
Gotta look.
Maybe. So he kind of copied your whole
thing. He didn't copy.
Maybe.
But,
maybe,
you know, less than 6 months.
Remember when he was wearing the fedora to court for a while?
Whatever. He didn't fanny have a
pack.
Fedora.
Fanny pack?
He did have a fanny pack. It was a fedora and a fanny pack.
What's up with your fanny pack, Scaremaster?
Well, you fucking ripped this one.
When did I rip that one?
You grabbed the zipper and you broke the zipper.
When did that happen, dude?
Last week.
When?
The day after I left here.
So well, can
I
have
to open
this?
Up, here.
Thank you.
I went to open up the zipper. And,
you know what?
And,
I'll put this right next to your
jacket that he ripped.
And I never ripped your jacket.
Remember the 20-year anniversary show on stage? And you grabbed the coat.
Show me.
While I was on stage. Well, where's the coat, Dan? You got the coat somewhere around here.
Yes, we do. And at one point, we're going to auction all this stuff off. The coat, the fanny pack. How
oh
long have you
God.
Had that fanny pack? What's
That's
the matter?
Maybe
it's
a year
sport
old
hiker, man. This
Maybe
is
it's
the
a
sport
year
hiker.
Old.
Do you want? Oh, you left this stuff in here, dude. Do you want this stuff? All right.
What stuff?
There's some papers and stuff.
What is in there? Just keep the papers. If
you forgot to unzip this inner thing, man.
Anyway, the thing with Nicole it's Brown like Simpson, 6 months after you met her,
in
she
the
died.
Inner zipper.
What's that?
Don't worry about it.
And that seemed after that, people that came in contact with you in life, they died. Can we name the people? Nicole Brown Simpson, Nathaniel,
Eric
Swanson,
Cookie Caramel.
My dad and my mother were both very old people.
Okay, but
so it was justified? I'm not going down this dark road with Scaremaster. Not going to do it. No way, baby. I'd rather
82.
Get in touch
okay,
with our fans. I'd rather let the fans get in touch
my
with us.
My dad was
right
80.
Now.
I mean, my mom.
When
was
someone's
82.
Murdered like that, they always look to the person that has the most to gain.
Murdered?
Well,
or passed away.
I don't know. You tell me.
He passed away.
And now a guy doing kind of a Perry impersonation goes up to Big Bear?
You know, the show's going on way too fucking long. Kindly go downstairs and get Lisa.
No.
How about
Perry? If you say that again, she's not coming on at all. Do you understand me?
Then the show's over.
Okay, then the show's over. because you're not going to tell me how to fucking run the show, you greaseball.
You're not
going to
tell me how to
shit.
Fucking act.
Yeah, you are.
Fucking.
There we go. There's some scare master.
All right, I'm going to tell you this.
Call me a greaseball.
Before we go on, I want to make this. The other night, I don't know if you were there, Mole, but Fallout Boy was on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Oh, how are those dudes?
Those guys are spectacular. And I will say this, and the reason I mentioned Fallout Boy here.
From my old neighborhood.
What do you mean from your old neighborhood?
Chi-town, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, but they're from the northwest suburbs.
Okay.
A couple of them are from Arlington Heights and Wheeling. And
well, those guys just happen to be the most loyal fans of the Big Three ever. They have been nothing but cool. They put us in their album credits. They said that Windy City Heat's the greatest movie ever. And if you don't think that,
and
I
you know what was
that,
nice?
What's that?
Was Pete got a he got a John Quincy Adams tattoo a while back.
What did he do?
He got a John Quincy Adams tattoo. He and John Quincy Adams are pals, I guess. Where you going, Dan? Scaremaster, what is up with Dan and you today, man? You guys are at each other like the Real Housewives of
Windy City Heat.
Huh?
I got nothing bad to say. I think Don is going down and picking up Mickey, Lisa since he left here.
Scaremaster, you broke your zipper on your.
I didn't break it. You broke it.
I never touched it. Dude.
You grabbed the fucking bag all the time.
Never touched it.
Yeah, whatever.
You know that's true. You wish you could blame. You're like, it's broken. You know what I'll do? I'll just blame it on Mole, and he'll have to.
Oh yeah, just like ripping my coat. My $300 coat at the fucking.
Didn't rip your coat, and
why do you always got to start shit, Perry?
What do you mean? I'm always. All right.
I go to get a quick drink, and I hear is you arguing with Mole for no reason at all. But anyway, I just wanted to give out a shout to a great group of guys from Fall Out Boy. Their new album's out, and I think it's great. Did you hear the song the other night?
I heard the single, but I don't think the new album's out yet, is it?
I don't know.
No, the new album hasn't dropped yet.
Fall Out Boy, the coolest guys to us ever. Speaking of cool guys, we do have the best fans ever. Don't you think so, Mole? Don't you think so?
You know what I do? I really do.
And the reason I say that is because they're going to help us out with this VPN situation. Go to the VPN page, check everything out, click like, write some comments and all that. But they also, they always seem to send us out their thoughts. And the way you can do that, the listener at home, is with our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out!
Now, if you've never heard the show before and you don't know what the $10 shout out is, this is where you, the listener at home, can get in touch with us. You send us a little shout out, what you're thinking. Maybe you don't like the way Perry dresses. You write that down in paragraph
fantastic.
Form. He does. I was making a joke. But you send that along with $10 to $10 shout out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Now that's no checks, no money orders. That's straight cash, homie. Yeah, Perry, you want to interrupt. What do you got to say?
I don't want to interrupt, but I'm going to wait till you're done speaking. And now since you're at, because I raised my hand to the fact that how long are you going to keep where she's at.
Okay, how about after we get done with the $10 shout-outs?
Okay, thank you.
Okay?
I don't want her down there by herself.
Okay, well, okay, Perry, will you stop interrupting us?
She's a lady, okay?
Yeah, okay.
You don't keep a lady outside by herself.
That's true. Dear Big Three, I'm a recent listener to your podcast, and I must say it has quickly become my favorite show. I've on several occasions heard Mr. Caramello refer to Randy Callahan as a rapist and say he would put him in jail if he were to see him.
That's exactly what he is.
Okay, well, that's what. All right, I'm just reading what he's saying. Please don't be mad at me, Perry. I'm not trying to be mean to you.
Go on.
I'm reading what
Thank
the $10 shout-out says.
Thank you.
No, I have never sued anyone, so I'm not a legal expert like Perry, but in legal terms, if you are willingly allowing a man to blow you while you jerk him off and receive compensation for it, like a partner Christine Applegate movie, that makes you a prostitute and not a rape victim.
Excuse
Whoa.
Me?
Whoa.
Excuse me?
Scaremaster, you're hustling.
Look, number one, I didn't let him.
First of all, it was 20 years ago, people.
Plus,
and can
plus,
we drop this
plus,
whole thing? 20 years.
Yeah.
Plus.
What?
plus 20 years plus.
Yeah. The point is that...
Look, I was raped. I didn't do it voluntarily. I didn't let him blow me voluntarily.
Oh, he held you
I got
down?
In trouble.
Let me read on. We've heard this before, and there you go bragging again. And I just think that the whole thing should be dropped, and you should stop bragging about it.
We get it. You're adorable.
It goes like this.
So let me
finish.
If
it's ever brought up again, I'm going
to... Okay, Perry, these are $10 shots. Do you want me not to take the $10 from this guy?
Read on.
Okay. So, Perry, not only are you a dog-worshipping Javajo lowlife gypsy
fuck
piece
off,
of shit.
You piece of fuck.
You are no better than one of those street-walking whores you give four pumps to roll off, and then you cry so you don't have to pay them. Please stop making wild accusations about your former lover, Randy, and try to remember that the good times you had with him licking the semen off your fingers. A new and true Milwaukee fan, Ringo T. Jones. Mole, would you like to read one of these?
No, let's go get the lady.
No.
All right. I'll read it fast because we got to get the lady upstairs. Scaremaster, why don't you stand up for her, dude?
I'm trying.
Yeah, really?
This guy won't allow me to let her back in.
Please. Here we go. Dan Barney, please read the following in your most hateful tone. I'm one of the show's biggest fans, so it's very difficult for me to share this information with you. I'm also a little slow because I suffer from a severe head injury. It's difficult for me to share information about anything. Hitler and his inner circle, known as the bosses upstairs, gained popularity with the German by cleansing Germany of scheming gypsy FG words. Then he went a little too far with the other stuff which shall not be mentioned. Today there's an underground movement to bring balance to America by eliminating those who drain the state of its fiscal resources. The Brotherhood of the Bosses Upstairs hires freelance murderers to erase those who aren't worth keeping alive because they don't agree, they don't work or contribute to society. They are known as God's mistake. We can all agree that man raping, lawsuit hungry, scheming, scamming, skateboarding, Javajo, homosexual, gypsy, F-words, and a perfect example of God's mistake. The Brotherhood of the Boss Upstairs have warned you, Perry, and you didn't listen. So goodbye to your boyfriends and those you love. The only thing stopping me from giving the Brotherhood your address is my head injury, which causes me to forget it. Beefcake James.
Beefcake
wow,
James.
What is going on with you two, Scaremaster?
It's a good question. I don't know.
You guys had a good thing going for a while.
No comment, and you're not going to hear another word out of my mouth tonight.
Why's that? Explain yourself.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
I'm done.
What do you mean you're done?
You! No, never mind. I'm done.
Perry, we're trying to do something here. Do you want me to read these $10 shout-outs?
Finish
the $10
shout-outs.
You want me to send them back?
Do what you want.
I'm on your side on all this stuff. You heard me a little earlier say, stop doing that. We're done with that. That happened over 20 years ago, and that's the way I truly feel. I think it's stupid when people do this. Now, me read on. Hello, Big Three. I'm a manager here in Pittsburgh at one of the hottest up-and-coming gay clubs in Pittsburgh. It has everything, including private rooms. Our clients hang a picture on the doorknob to let others know what kind of sex they want. If you want to give a hand job, they have a picture of Randy Callahan on the door. If a person wants to give a blow job, they show a picture of Scary Perry Caramello. This is a thing that is so famous. If they want to have sex with a tranny, there is a picture of Sheba. Mr. Caramello, can you give me a list of all the other guys you've blown? Again, this guy is out of his fucking mind.
Get the story right. He was hand raped.
Thank you, Mole. I can place that picture on the wall frame. Thanks for being a leader in gay rights and leading the sexual revolution. How much do you charge for an autograph session and a seminar about living with AIDS? I'm looking forward to hearing your answer in the podcast. Thanks. That's Joe Blow, and it says, P.S., bring back Pie Talk, Guy Talk. Thanks, Joe Blow. Would you have any interest in going and doing an autograph session? Perry, I can't hear you. Oh, you're not talking?
Oh, interesting.
So there's nothing we could do to make you say a word.
How about if we wrap up $10 shout-outs?
Nope, we're doing them all. Oh. Here's another one. Here's another one. No, fuck this guy. He's not. You're going to come on a podcast, and again, you're not going to do anything. You're going to
again.
Again, last week you fucked up again.
Dearest Perry, I'm extremely disappointed that you're still not taking requests to analyze that ass baby phenomenon seriously. That is okay, but hopefully this letter changes your mind. First, I have attached a picture of the new rental space at 7722 Reseda Boulevard, apartment 103.
Hold on. You can't say that address anymore.
He's in apartment 3. This is a different guy. This is where he's living.
Okay.
What?
Interior and exterior to prove that this is for real. We're setting up now, and after some delay, we should be analyzing your muffler by the end of the week. We have tried to ask you nicely and even offer you some cash and just sit there and feel a little pleasure from our penis-shaped instruments. But no, you want to play hardball. We just want that hairy Javajo dirt hole for a few minutes. And we are authorized by the apartment complex to take it by force if necessary. Whoa. Rumors around West Hollywood suggest that it should not be difficult to get inside that little feces factory of yours. If you change your mind, great. There'll be a nice bouquet of poppers outside your door in a few days, and we'll even order you a couple of Justin Bieber look-alike twinks to take care of your frontal area while we handle the dirty back end. Who knows? Maybe you come back to us for seconds or thirds. If you don't change your mind, we will issue an executive order from the Javajo cult of dog worship, giving us exclusive rights to your lower intestines. They understand the importance of their ass baby study. Why don't you? Rectally yours, Edwin J. Sphincter III, proctologist. P.S. When is a good night to talk about this over a nice, traditional, greasy Italian meal? And here is his apartment. Right next to yours, in apartment 103. You should just go over there tonight and introduce yourself, Scaremaster.
It would be nice. Do you know the person in 103? Can you answer yes or no?
Okay, do this.
You're not going to talk during the podcast.
Go like this. Clap once for yes, twice for no.
Do you know the person
maybe
that lives next door?
I know the people. I know the couple that lives next
door. He just told you how to do
it.
Clap once.
All right, fuck it. I know the couple that lives next door.
That's one.
I don't understand.
That's
just
one.
Clap. Then just, yeah, there you
Thank
go.
You.
No fucking
okay.
assholes.
Just got to snap.
Greetings, Big Three. My name is Chris Superstar, and I've been playing in a punk rock bands in the Pittsburgh area for close to 20 years. As I'm sure you guys are well aware, Pittsburgh has become quite a hotbed for movie locations. Many big-budget movies have been filmed here, such as Jack Reacher, The Next 3 Days, parts of The Avengers, and, of course, Batman and The Dark Knight Rises. Anywho, to make a long story not as long, I recently tried my hand in acting. It was only a small part I auditioned for, but regardless, I did not get the part, and he capitalized, I did not. For you see, guys, I got in trouble on this film set. I was caught by the casting director, Andy Callahan. What? Andy Callahan? Why does that name sound familiar?
It sounds like Sandy Gallagher.
Okay, anyway, it says, the casting director, Andy Callahan, having sex with two girls. Andy called me to his office, where he proceeded to tell me that this behavior is unacceptable and I was to be terminated immediately. I said I understand and apologize, and he then went on to tell me that there was one, and he capitalized the entire word one, way we could forget this whole thing ever happened, and that was to let him blow me while I jerked him off. I've never been propositioned by a man before, and to be honest with you, I was very disgusted by it. I said to Andy, no fucking way, man. I don't want him to show business that bad. I was escorted off the set immediately. But not without hooking up with those two chicks again. Go Superstar. I'm not bragging like Perry does. I guess the moral of the story is, if you're a straight man and another man asks you for a sexual act, it is very easy to say no, and that whole thing is capitalized, no matter what it cost you. Thanks, Big Three. Keep rocking. Chris Superstar. P.S. Perry, are you still signing rock bands? I would like to distribute some of my band's music. But as you know, I will not sleep with you. I remember that little stunt you pulled with Travis Bickle and Windy City Heat. Anyway, thanks, and let me know. P.S. Hi, Mary Jane.
Hello.
Mol, would you read this? There you
oh
go.
God,
okay.
This is really long.
Oh, God. I just don't
want to. As a Everything's potential sponsor, I don't think it's fair for Perry to make rules about the content of the show. First, he tries to get $1,000 for every mention of the ghost of his gay dad. $1,000 for every mention
gay
of the
dad? BTS. My father had wives. Wives.
All right, relax.
Women.
Relax.
Wives.
I get it. Hey, I'm not. I didn't write this, okay? $1,000 for every mention of the B jobs Perry gave to Randy Cabaluti in 92 and also the hand job
what?
He gave to Randy's penis because he was too lazy to detail his car. And then he threatened to sue a fan who revealed the photo of Perry with the tattoo of his gay lover, Randy C., tattooed on his arm. It's not fair. As the head of an independent flag manufacturing company, I hope to provide the Big Three with sponsorship money the good old-fashioned way. Not by fines related to the mention of Perry's gay father that taught him everything he knows in the way of man love and how he used that knowledge on the sweaty, throbbing genitalia of Perry's former lover, Randy C. Encloses a sample of an ad to be read by Perry. When he reads the full script, and only if he reads the entire thing, standing up with that hat off and hard on his chest, may he receive all $10 of a shout-out. If not, please either split it between Dan, Mole, and Mary Jane or get it changed into pennies. Put them in a sock and hit Vince across the eyes with them. Ad for Perry to read. Here you go, Scaremaster.
Kind of hard on Vince. Why do people hate Vince?
Here. Scaremaster's got to read that. That bottom part.
All you got to do is read it. Let's see if he can do that. By the way, coming up, Lisa Marie, Perry's friend, is going to be on the show.
Hi, folks. Actor, skateboarder, comedian. All male love. Wrong. I'm not an all male lover.
Okay, just read what they said.
Read it.
Scary Perry Caravello here. When I'm not stalking Justin Bieber, worshiping dogs or scamming the government, fuck off. Out of money, I'm pledging my allegiance. I never pledged.
Just read what it says, and then
the flags incorporated of the U.S. In fact, I pledge allegiance to the flag and the Republic, which stands. No.
You won't say.
I'm not going to pledge allegiance to the flag.
Wow. Then give me the letter. So you get no money out of there. Okay. This is our last one. Dear Big Three, I'm writing this week not to announce that I'm coming back to the podcast and continue my work as editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks. As most of you know, I resigned my position a few weeks ago.
Because I blocked him.
After Perry's delusional love affair with a teen pop idol, Justin Bieber. And when he started involving his daughter.
That I don't like either because I did not try to involve my daughter in any negative way. I thought that.
You're sorry.
Yeah, I do feel bad.
I do too. Anyway, it goes on. When Perry used his phony online friendship as a way to bribe his daughter back into his life by telling her that Justin was going to be her stepbrother, that was the final straw. I had to resign.
Okay.
So that's not the reason that I'm writing you today. The reason that I've been writing is because I've noticed that Javajo Gypsy has been going on the social media claiming the facts that I brought in my investigative work were all lies. I've been in the computer hacking business for almost 20 years in my entire career. I have never, I repeat, never reported a story that I could not back up. Then I see this nitwitted Javajo Gypsy fuck going online and claiming that I was wrong with my information that I reported.
He is definitely wrong.
You want to spread bullshit about me, you fucking greaseball? I warn you, Perry, if you continue to try to ruin my reputation with the Big Three fans, I promise that I will get even. I hope that you hear these words. And again, I don't think that Perry has ever denied that he's gay. You're a loyal fan, and former worker, Hugh A. Craig III, former editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks.
You're a nobody, Hugh A. Craig, the scumbag.
And that was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
You're nothing to me.
What do you mean he's nothing to
you? He's nothing. He doesn't do anything to make me proud of knowing him.
No, I'm sure he doesn't. Wait a minute. Is that a phone call? Can you send that through for us, please?
Hello, young lovers. I'm looking for a place where everybody knows my name.
Hey, Mr. Adams.
Hey, Mr. Adams.
That's the one. Lovely hearing all of you back in the top secret location in West Hollywood.
Oh, thanks.
I know a few of those. Yes, yes.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure you have.
I am very much like Perry in that we are both lovers of the West Hollywood public men's room scene. True, Scaremaster?
Wrong.
Yeah, Scaremaster always likes going to those bathrooms.
All right. Everyone relax. Now listen, I've new news.
Nude news?
No, not nude news, Mole. That certainly would be something. Should we all peel off our trousers and have at it?
I'll do it. Why not?
Do it, Scaremaster.
Oh, please.
All right. Listen. I've gotten a bit off track. I'm a bit off track. The news, here it is. Are we ready? The musical is coming along and everyone is buzzing.
I'm buzzing.
Where's the musical going to start?
Well, yes, I love that, especially the jerky part. Again, very much like Perry, very much. Now, listen, Mole, did you hand out the new lyrics?
Oh, my God, I'm sorry. Toy space here.
Honestly, why I hired you as the show's publicist, I'll never know.
That was kind of
crazy. Now, who wants to sing along?
We all do.
I think I do.
All right, Perry, do me a favor. Do me a favor. Would you sing for me, not too loudly, ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Let me hear that. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
Ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
Again.
Ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
One. Perfect, perfect. Ooh, ah. Now, when it's your turn, I want you to sing that loud and proud. Yes, yes. As for Walter and Mr. Barnes, feel free to sing along whenever. I'll lead the charge. Are we ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. All right. Let's begin. Here we go. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Here's a ditty talking about the stone from the Windy City. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. It's not very pretty. I'll tell you about the stone from the Windy City. He's out of shape. He's out of time.
Sing along, Perry.
One day I'd like to make him mine.
All mine. And he's back with his fanny pack.
And all the young men are jumping on his back.
It ain't gonna happen.
Ooh, 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 wee. In the city of big shoulders you'll see. Stone Fury.
Yeah, yeah.
Stone Fury.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go. Ooh-ah, ooh-ah. I'm getting giddy, thinking about the stone from the Windy City. Little glitch. Says he's not a fairy. He can't drink dairy. And his chest is shaved, so Stone is never hairy. And it's hard when he's called a retard. He's got the finest penthouse on Reseda Boulevard.
7722.
That's the one.
Ooh, 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 wheat. It's the Windy City Heat. Musical.
Yeah, yeah.
Musical.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we go on and on.
Every time he's gonna.
What do you think? What do we think?
I love it. I'll tell you.
Excuse me. I like it too, but...
Are we going to get sued for using these songs?
Are we going to get sued for using this? I'll tell you, only if anyone ever sees the show, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Ah, that's a good joke.
Okay.
Well, if you like that, here's an even better one. Why did the horsey move from his home?
You want to go to a better neighborhood?
Really, really just awful stuff.
Terrible.
Awful.
Really terrible.
Toodles, my loves. Work on those voices.
See, that was all over the place. Mr. Adams. I think that what we should do... What are you going to say, Perry? You got to pee? Well, right now, why don't we have Mary Jane go up and get...
Yeah, you stay here, Skidmaster.
You stay here.
I got to use the restroom.
No, no, no. What we'll do is this. Right now, it's time for 60 Seconds with Perry. Go!
www.scaryperryskateboards.com.
I can't believe you want to sit here and do commercials instead of bring your friend up here, Scaremaster.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I'm trying.
You know what? I can't do a commercial. I'm going to go pee.
No, you're in the middle of 60 Seconds with Perry.
Fuck it.
Perry, you still got like 40 seconds left.
Scaryperryskateboards.com. That's www.scaryperry, S-K, the number 8, boards, B-O-A-R-D-S, .com. Again, order decks and t-shirts on scaryperryskateboards.com. That's www.scaryperryskateboards.com, the number 8, and boards.com. Thank you. I got you.
Perry, you still got like 15 seconds. You still got 15 seconds left. You got 15 seconds. Not 10. That's what you're going to do. You're done.
Mole's probably using the restroom, so I can't.
Stop! That's 60 seconds with Perry. Why don't you just sit down for a second? Lisa's going to come in here. I don't want her to be afraid when she comes in and she doesn't see you. Sit down for a second.
I got to pee.
Just sit down for 1 second.
If you want me to pee in your face, I'll
pee. I don't
want
you to pee in my face. That's not what this is about.
If you want, I'm not peeing my pants.
Why? You've done that before?
I am not peeing my pants.
You've done that before?
Yes.
Hey, Mole.
Hey, dude.
Perry is in the bathroom right now.
Ooh, ah, doo, doo, diddy. Tell you about Scare Master from Reseda Boulevard. Lisa Marie, what is happening?
Hey, hi, Lisa. This is a friend of Perry's and a longtime friend of ours. Lisa Marie, how are you?
Good. How are you? I haven't seen you guys since the big old anniversary show.
The 20th anniversary show, of course, you're talking about.
That was awesome.
Nice. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Nice green room, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Very, very nice accommodations. Anybody that's been in the studio, awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Perry, what are you doing?
Bringing the microphone down to my face.
I will say
this. Where's your headphones?
On my head.
I will say the Scare Master has been very reluctant to have you on here, and we've been talking to him for the last half hour or so, trying to coerce him into letting us bring you on. He's been kind of...
A little bit standoffish.
They've been very mean to me about...
How have I been mean to you?
You wouldn't allow her in here.
No, exactly. What was happened was this, Perry. And let's remember, from the minute you got here, you said, let's bring Lisa Marie in. Let's bring Lisa in. We have things to do. She's a guest on the show. I told you we were going to bring her out after our $10 shout-outs. This isn't part of Lisa's thing. Now the rest of the show is with Lisa.
Okay.
So I told you that a few times. So how is that being shitty to you?
You tell me how that's being shitty to you.
Anyway, Lisa, come on in. Say hello to everybody.
Hey, everybody.
You got to get close to the mic, Lisa.
Okay, I got it close to the mic. I'm not used to having things that big in front of my face. Sorry.
Whoa!
I know what you mean by that.
Oh,
that's funny stuff.
Only 2 inches? All I get is 2 inches.
You know, a lot of the stuff you say sounds like you're talking about other stuff that this guy knows a lot about.
You're thinking about the length of a penis, right?
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
I don't want to say because you know we have a lot of youth ministry kids listening.
I want to mention something. What happened to me over 20 years ago?
Why do you gotta always bring that up?
This is
look,
yes,
you
look.
A woman walks in.
Look.
Why
shut
you
your mouth?
Yeah, you shut up
immediately.
Let her fucking sit down and start talking.
You're like,
you immediately bring
me,
up the Randy Callahan
thing.
Oh, now you're saying, Jesus Christ.
No, the $10 shout-outs bring it up. It's not us. Do you want us to turn down the money? Yes or no? What do you want us to do, Perry?
I don't want money to be turned down, no.
Well,
can I talk about something else that's not this one-second, Scare Master?
You may.
Not about
please.
You and your boyfriend for two
seconds. Change
boyfriend,
the subject.
X.
Boyfriend?
The guy who raped your
raped.
Hand.
I was raped.
He raped your hand.
No, he didn't rape my hand. He raped my cock.
What?
Dude!
Perry. Stop.
I have some items here I would like to, I'd like everyone to try. These are from a dear friend of mine. He made these. This is from my buddy Nick. Shadursky made me this beautiful peppermint bark. And also there's some lovely jerky he made.
Whoa.
And he's very good with that.
And also some brownies.
Ooh.
And some peanut brittle.
I'll have some brownies. Can I have some brownies?
All right. Lisa Marie. Would you like some brownies?
How old is a peppermint bark? I mean, Christmas was a long time ago.
It's hard.
And what's the jerky made out of? What kind of
it's
meat?
It's venison.
Oh, venison.
He's awesome.
Okay, just making sure.
He's awesome. He gets the meat from markets and does his stuff all homemade.
Good stuff.
Very good.
Mary Jane, would you like some peppermint bark or jerky or brownie or jerky?
What
you know
is
what?
That name Nick Shadursky sound
he's an
so
old
familiar.
Buddy of mine.
How long have you known him?
He's my manager.
Oh, that's why.
You know what? If you misspelled his name, it could be Shadurky Jerky. And he may want to think about rearranging it.
That'd be a good company name.
Shadurky Jerky.
Sure.
So what have you been up to, Lisa Marie?
Working.
Now explain how you know Perry and what's your relationship. Now, are you guys lovers?
No.
Have you ever been lovers?
No.
Okay. Perry?
We've been great friends.
Really good friends.
But you've always called her your girlfriend.
Well, she's a female, she's a girl, and she's a friend.
True.
Hmm.
A girl that's
I
a
never
friend.
Called her my girlfriend,
yes,
like
you,
lover girlfriend.
Yes, you have.
No, you're wrong.
Anyway, well, let's forget that for a second.
What was it like being married to Michael Jackson? That's what everyone wants to know.
Wrong, Lisa Marie. I'm a month younger, sorry. Elvis is not my daddy.
Okay.
Speaking of which, where's the Elvis lights?
We got to start the whole thing over. There goes all the questions. So you're no relation to Elvis.
No relation to Elvis.
That was what most of my questions were going to be about, too.
Oh, well, it's over. Time to go home.
Wrong, Lisa.
So let me see if there's anything that works in these questions. Oh, here's one. When did you first realize that your father was his fan? Okay, that's not
Did you get to meet Bubbles? No.
No all Bubbles. Right,
a lot of this stuff is not going to work. So... Sorry. How did you meet Perry?
I actually met him on the set of a film called Bedazzled.
Bedazzled?
Directed by
Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser, Harold Ramis directed
That's
it.
That's an
Elizabeth
important
Hurley
film.
What were you guys doing on there?
Extra work.
Extra work. It was big old extra work.
Really? And then, knowing Perry the way I do, I'll bet she tried coming on to you. Am I right?
No, he didn't.
He didn't?
He actually didn't come on to me.
Whoa.
Nothing but a gentleman.
Who that lady go in that movie?
Yeah, who is that lady?
Elizabeth Hurley?
Said that already.
I didn't take you home that week.
No, you didn't.
Was he with another woman? Did he flirt with other girls on set?
We just worked one day, I think, on the set together. I'd worked on the film a lot
longer.
We
were there a week.
No, you were. We worked together one day on the rock star scene, and the rock star scene was cut
from
the
film. Oh, the rock star scene.
It was the
rock
star scene.
Month.
And I was there for a day on that. I was there for 5 days other than that.
Was that fun?
Right.
It was fun.
That's where you guys know each other from? Bedazzled?
That's where we know each other from.
So you became fast friends. So take us to the next level. How close did you become to him?
We used to co-host a show together.
The comedy Pure Rock
Resurrection. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
And can I get something out of the way right away? Because some of the fans online thought this.
Okay.
I know you because I think I've always looked at you not only a very settling person in Perry's life, but he's kind of lucky because you know what? Being around a beautiful woman is cool at any time, day or night. I mean, you go out just to be with a beautiful woman is nice. So I think that you give Perry that. I think Perry is confused in many ways. And I think being seen with a beautiful woman adds to his life. And I thank you for that. So I've always been a big supporter of you. But some of the people out there, they've asked us because it was funny. Perry, well, how can you put this? Perry came up with a list.
His new rules?
Right.
There were only two rules last week.
All right,
Bill Maher show, new rules to a Scaremaster.
He also started pushing for the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection to come up on VPN.
It'd be awesome to resurrect the resurrection.
Really?
It would be awesome to resurrect the resurrection. I mean, what was bad about the show in the past, what was sad, is that it was right before the whole internet thing happened. Mm. It was still cable access, like you had your cable access show. But now with the power of the internet, I think that we could go a lot further with it. I think it'd be a lot
of fun. You literally, with the World Wide Web, you can go anywhere.
Anywhere.
You can buy
worldwide stuff.
YouTube videos.
Right.
Right.
eBay.
Right.
Reddit.
Ustream.
Ustream. Pinterest.
We should be Ustreaming right now.
Spaceland.
No, well, we tried to do that with
FarmerDaters.com.
They didn't want to come in here.
Gotcha.
Where can I throw away my old oil.org?
So, what are you guys doing?
You can go anywhere.
When did you guys decide?
Where can I throw away my used condoms?
Perry, that's not funny. And I'm in the middle of trying to say something.
Excuse me.
And you talk over me.
He talks over me every time
I try
to
matter.
I do.
He didn't.
He talks over me when I do my fucking 60
seconds. But it doesn't matter. So two wrongs make a right. Two wrongs make a right. I'm in the middle of interviewing somebody, and you talked over me with something that it's so stupid.
Interview her.
So when did you guys get back together and decide that you're going to put on the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection again?
We just discussed it recently. We were texting back and forth, and we just talked about it. And it's like, yeah, I'd do it. I love to host shows. I love to co-host shows. It's fun.
Who brought it up, though?
I think you did.
Me?
I think you did, Perry.
Oh, Perry, not me.
We were talking back and forth.
We were talking about something, and I mentioned the VPN thing. And then I says, you know, I wonder if Daniel Kellison would like it if I could bring the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection onto the VPN network.
And what did I tell you?
And you said, check it out.
I said, they're not going to want us.
Why did you say that?
I don't remember.
Why wouldn't they?
Why did you
think that?
I
thought maybe there would be a little bit of...
You have all this stuff all over your dress.
I know. Do you want to eat it?
Oh.
Don't you...
Let me explain what's going on. Right now, she's got all this candy between
her
legs.
Now you're offering for him to eat that off you.
I will give it to him, not to eat it off me. I will hand the flex to him. It's getting melty in my crotch area.
God, Perry. Why do you got to turn everything dirty? Everything is done... See, I like
Lisa. Turn everything dirty.
Do you really?
He turns it all dirty.
What would you say? Are you a dirty girl, yes or no? Or are you just a play dirty girl?
I'm a dirty girl. I'm a play dirty girl. I'm a dirty girl when it comes to mud. And I'm a
mud. Do you hear what she said?
Like diarrhea.
I
try not to shart, but it has happened.
Speaking of diarrhea, when would be the last time you've ever had diarrhea?
I don't know. I ate hot peppers once. Do you really want to hear the story?
Yes.
And
the Scaremaster does.
Many years ago.
Sick.
And I was in my car, and I had my bikini on, and I came to sit and thought I only farted, but really I sharted.
Oh,
and I stained my bikini bottoms.
Can I tell you this?
That's disgusting. That's not
Perry was telling us about how he likes to watch girls take a crap on a table.
See,
glass
I don't.
Table.
You know what?
Yeah, that's like Italian porn.
I never.
Isn't it?
That is
I
Italian.
I never
pride.
Said that.
Glass
that,
table.
Wasn't you?
That's disgusting.
I don't know. I thought it was you. If it wasn't you, I'm sorry.
It's disgusting.
Here's something that we should try. Mole, what's one of our favorite bits on this show?
The Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
Oh, I heard about that.
Well, I was thinking Perry's sexcapades.
Oh, yeah. He can look at this while he's doing that.
All right, here we go. Now, Perry, are you ready for your sexcapades? This is where Perry talks about conquest of his life.
Okay.
And you've never been in there.
I've never been in there.
What would it be like to be with Perry? Have you ever thought about that?
No.
Not once?
No, we're friends.
Yeah, I'm friends with people too, but I always
but
think
you have
the
sex
back
with them.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that I don't have sex with.
Exactly.
But what I say is this. It goes through my mind what it would be like.
With everybody you meet?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what would it be like to have sex with me?
Oh, fucking unbelievable.
Yes, you're right.
Big old titties. Let me guess.
I'm asking him a question.
Oh, I know what's happening
Perry,
here.
Sit down. Perry, sit
I
down.
I know what's going on here. This is like when that last lady came over and you, Dan and the
Perry,
lady
sit down.
Introduced
you,
each other.
I'm not having sex with him. I'm
just
not, wondering
just
what
talking.
He thinks I'd be like.
See, first of all, I'm guessing this because you look like you got some class.
I do.
Keep this area pretty well trimmed, am I right?
I don't know. It's winter.
Oh, so
might want to be warm.
Oh, yeah. You got enough hair to keep
you warm? I don't
know.
I'm sick. No, that's disgusting.
All right. Well, it is. All right. Well, anyway, Perry, are you ready?
But I
might have got the wrong paper. He's just digging in his pockets looking for the correct paper.
All right. And to answer your question, honestly, here, let me
see. He's got to hold it in his mouth.
I really think that because of your closeness with Perry, I don't know if I could even think that way. I'll be honest with you.
Well, that's why.
I mean, you got some major whopping breasts. That's
I do.
She's a 36D.
How do you know that?
Yeah, how do you know that?
Because I'm a perfectionist when it comes to...
You love
when, when it comes to lingerie, I know lingerie perfectly.
Really? That's a weird...
I'm not wearing any lingerie.
Wait, you like hang on by lingerie?
But my mom used to be the saleswoman.
Whoa!
At iMagnons for lingerie, and I used to sometimes help them out with stocking the shelves and things, so... Yeah,
wow,
I know lingerie very well.
Wow.
He knows
wait
breasts.
A second.
I know breasts.
Wait a second.
His breast friend.
36Ds.
We can't rush past the fact that Scaremaster was a lot. A young
real quick, single D or double D?
Single
you're
D.
Single, I thought
well,
so.
There's
hey,
one
wait,
D,
what store
D.
were you a lingerie salesman in Scaremaster?
Wasn't a salesman.
Okay, well, the stock boy, the bra stock boy.
I'm Magnan.
I would actually. I hope that something like that comes up.
God. Oh my
now,
god! Too much mole play.
Scary Perry sexcapades. All right, this is a. Let's see, this is about a drive I was trying to take to Brea to see my girlfriend Debbie, when this drugged out black chick named Yolanda was crossing the street, and sees my shiny buffed out 1984 Dodge Shelby Charger, and asks me to give her a ride. Up near Disneyland. I says, well, it's not really, well, I says, that I'm going north, but not really to Disneyland. She slammed both hands on my car hood, and I freaked. Jumped out of the car, and I went to attack her, and she politely goes, I'll suck your dick on the way. I stopped, I calmed down, and I says, all right, then get in. You want to talk about blowjobs? This
no,
chick
not
blew.
Really.
Okay. Well, tough shit. This chick went down on me on Harbor Boulevard, way up north, till we got to Harbor and Garden Grove Boulevard.
Is that what you call your penis?
Yes.
Harbor Boulevard.
No, that's not. Wow. Harbor Boulevard is not my dick. Harbor Boulevard is the road we were driving on north.
Have you been calling it that for 20 years?
I think for over 20 years. Let's see, I was pissed off because when I got to Debbie, she sees a clean car on one side and spew of cum on the other. Oops. I should have stopped and after I dropped her off. dropped off Yolanda on Harbor and Garden Grove. I should have pulled over somewhere up the road and wiped it off with one of my rags.
Live and learn.
Yeah, really. Can you believe it? I cleaned my car and the birds just attacked it. Nah. Too white. This is early morning on a Wednesday when I was taking Debbie with me to Magic Mountain.
Yeah, that's parasuscipates.
Was
Wait,
Debbie
did
watching?
The birds eat
is
what?
She now?
I don't know.
Sorry.
Let me ask you something,
what?
Lisa.
What?
Now, I don't know if you know this. Does it make you think any differently of Perry knowing that he has had sex with numerous prostitutes?
I didn't.
I'm asking Lisa.
I didn't think that he'd had sex with numerous prostitutes, to be honest with you. I know that there was a situation at one time, but I didn't know that it was numerous. I hope that he doesn't do that anymore, and that I hope that he does practice safe sex.
Thank you.
Are you married?
I'm not married.
Why She's not? Divorced.
How is that possible?
How is that possible? You were divorced.
I've been single for 12 years, I think, now.
Why'd you divorce
your
husband?
For a very, very long time. Hey, free to be you and me, and I need to be me.
Really? Would you say you're wild?
I would say that people think that I'm wild. The way that I would describe myself is that I'm a book.
What kind of book? What kind of book? I love Stephen King.
I'm a very interesting, loving, passionate, compassionate book in the wrong cover.
I also love owner's manuals.
I could teach a few things. I can read an owner's manual very well, but I'm in the wrong cover because people see me and they make certain assumptions about me that aren't necessarily true.
Like, let me ask you this. Do you have any other tattoos besides the one on your arm?
Yes.
Where else?
Absolutely. I have one that is almost lasered off my ankle. I have one here. I have one here.
And when you say here, your inner thigh.
No, it's a.
Ooh, it's right on top of your
thigh. Yeah,
it's
and then
sun.
I kind of have this thing for Wonder Woman.
Ooh, you have a star.
This is my
and a
bullet
heart.
Deflectors, but please don't
Whoa.
Shoot.
Whoa!
That's
and
awesome.
Then, no matter how big a star you are, you always have a heart. Have to have a heart, right?
Oh, that's a good way of looking at it.
No, it's true. That's why I have that, and I actually have kind of the same.
Can
thing
Can I see
on
your
the back.
Giant star?
My giant star, yeah. And then I actually want to get full sleeves.
Why do you want to do that?
I'm the queen of junk. I'm a thrifty chick, and I make jewelry. I made the jewelry that I'm wearing. And I like to buy old stuff and sell stuff. And
does Perry know anything about this?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I do.
And well, I have a thing for old military stuff, so I would love to do a full sleeve of like World War II era military, biplane.
Are you a photographer?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
Absolutely not.
She's a model.
Scaremaster's dad was in the military.
Yeah, I know.
Died tragically.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't
Hero.
Too long ago.
Yeah. What did you ever do with his eyes? Did you keep those?
He couldn't buy those cookies' eyes.
My dad's name is not Cookie. He was just a great cook.
For those who knew him. And
everybody
those who remember
in the Navy.
Him and remember him well.
Know him as Sonny.
Oh, no, I'll bet you
Chris
in the Navy, they call them Cookie. I'll bet you more people know him as Cookie than they
I
do all that.
I bet you they only know
when
him
you're
as
a cook in the Navy and you're on a ship for as long as those guys were, you start calling the cook Cookie. It's a common
I never
practice.
Heard that.
Well, have you ever been in the Navy?
Yeah, I don't have to be in the Navy.
Okay, well, you're wrong.
But have you ever been in the Navy?
No, but I know this. My father was.
Okay.
Lisa, I was wondering if you'd like to stick around because we do a thing on our show. It's an improv game.
Yeah, that's fun. I've seen it.
You've seen Mole Play?
I've seen Mole Play. I watched the show. I'm a huge fan.
Then it's time once again for a little segment in the show called Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
I love improv.
Which is your favorite VPN Mole Play? I don't know.
VPN? We just started VPN.
All right. Sorry.
If you've never heard the show before, this is an improv game that we play here on the podcast. This is where Mole will take a scenario, and you never know where he gets this from. It could be pop culture. It could be our personal lives. Or something he just made up. Anyway, he takes that. He'll set a scene. He'll cast a scene. Then he will direct a scene. The only thing we don't know is, Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play.
Hey, everybody. It's Mo. Welcome to Mole Play. Today, we're going to go way back in time to a seminal moment in Scaremaster's life. I'm unfortunately going to need everybody to stand up because I'm going to need all three of you here standing up. I'm going to need Scaremaster, I'm going to need Lisa Marie, and I'm going to need Dan.
While we're all trying to stand up because it takes Perry so long to do it, when you're in the West Hollywood area, where's the finest place to go for Thai food? Or should I say, where can you get the finest in Thai cuisine? It's What the Huck. That's right, What the Huck, and that's 323-654-7952. Where's that, Perry?
What the Huck? Thai cuisine?
Yeah, what's the number?
323-654-7952.
Lisa, where do you go for fine Thai cuisine?
What the Huck.
Where's that at?
It's at 323-654-7952.
Mole?
What the Huck? Tres, dos, tres, seis, siete, cuatro, siete, nueve, cinco, dos.
Ah, sí, Mole. That's What the Huck.
I see, Mole.
I don't know how you do it, but you always make everything that much funnier, Perry. Good job.
Okay, we are heading to the west side of town where a young Scaremaster is making the scene, and he spots two hot ladies on the dance floor. None other than Nicole Simpson and Faye Ray.
Let me ask you something. Why are you bringing this up? I mean, it's
we talked about it earlier.
It's
and
a very
I wanted
sad
to see
situation.
What happened that fateful night. Lisa Marie, you're going to be Faye Ray.
Okay.
Dan, you're going to be the Scaremaster. And Scaremaster, you're going to be Nicole Brown Simpson.
All right.
Mole Play.
What are you fucking doing here? I want to fuck one of you!
Just fuck me and get it over with.
Faye Ray's Nick.
I like you, Faye! Let's do some coke together!
Let's do some coke together.
A cola?
No, you fucking whore! I said cocaine! Oh, oh, ah!
Oh.
Ah!
Oh.
You sound like a retard. Why are you doing this?
Shut your fucking mouth, Nicole, or I'll kill you!
Oh, thanks. Just like
and I'll blame it on your husband! Everyone will believe me!
Whoa.
Whoa.
Is that what happened? Whoa. And they all kiss.
Okay.
Just get in there, Scaremaster. All three.
Okay, all three.
Get in there, Scaremaster.
Get those faggot lips away from my face!
I can't do a three-way to his ass.
No!
Hey, Dan, work Faye Ray in there. Work Faye Ray in there.
Oh, well, it's okay. I don't mind.
Get my baby over here.
Come on, it's a three-way.
Oh. Let me see a lesbo scene! Come on, Ray! Kiss Nicole!
Don't give me tongue.
Get in there, Scaremaster.
Don't give me tongue.
Not that Scaremaster, the dance Scaremaster.
My mouth is virgin.
Don't give me tongue.
I feel your pussy. I like your pussy.
Let me put my finger
in your cunt.
Let go of me.
I can't work with these guys.
Well, that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play.
During Mole Play, Perry has been worse than ever. If I may say this to you, Lisa.
You may indeed.
I went through Mole Play today, right. But a couple weeks ago, Perry, during one of these Mole Play things, thought it was okay to bite my nipple.
What?
Like, seriously, you bit it?
Yep.
Bit it hard as hell. And I got to tell you the truth. Arr! I've actually woke up in the middle of the night going back to that moment.
Oh yeah, and when we were in Colorado,
please tell Mo
he pinched my privacy. Would you like a piece of gum?
What?
No, thank you. But
I remember.
What?
I have a question.
Yes.
Since you woke up in the middle of the night and you thought about it, does that mean that it was a fantasy and you dreamed about it? You liked it so much you had to think about it again?
You shut your fucking mouth. You shut your fucking mouth.
Well, you know.
Touche. Right. Touche, Lisa.
I mean.
You got a crazy smile. You good? Anyway, I see by the black clock, scary looking timer on the table, that it's time to wrap things up. Now, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, Well, before I do that, anything you'd like to say before we cut out today, Lisa?
Thanks for having me on. It was fun.
Hey, thanks for coming.
It was a lot of fun.
Mole, you got anything you'd like to say?
Listen, I just want us all to try to get together. We got it, you know, because it's almost 2013, and we're going to have a great one.
It is,
excuse me, it is 2013.
Yeah, it is, Perry. You have a watch that shows the year?
I mean, no.
Like every year it switches one?
I could find the year on here, but okay. I'm looking at the month.
Anyway, anything you want to say, Scaremaster?
Well, I'm glad that I got the surprising phone call this morning by you and that you asked to come on by, so I said, hell
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe this is the start of the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection coming back.
It could be.
I wish we can get it back on the air.
Anyway, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, you can get in touch with me on Twitter at SimplyDon1. Perry,
you
are
me at ScaryPerry818 on Twitter.
Mole?
I'm the real Malinsky.
Mary...
at twitter.gov.org.
I don't think .gov.org is in there. Mary Jane, where can they get in touch with you if they wanted to see you or talk to you, I should say?
Smoking Mary Jane on Twitter.
All right. Lisa, do you have a Twitter account?
I'm Silly Syndicate on Twitter. That's Syndicate with a Y, S-Y.
Why did you name yourself that?
It's kind of my incognito personality. Like nobody really knows it's me. You didn't know where to find me, did you?
Not yet.
Now the world does.
.edu.
All right. On Facebook.
I got to download you.
On Facebook, I'm at Don Barris.
I'm not downloadable.
You're at Scary Perry Perry F. Caravello. That's K-A-R.
C-A-R is in car. Blah.
Walter Molininsky. Do you have a Facebook account?
Silly Syndicate.
Same thing, huh? Okay, well, anyway.
You are silly.
I am Silly Syndicate.
Very silly. Don't forget, guys, get on that VPN page, like all our videos, say anything nice you can, make those people respect us. You know, every night, if you want, I'm by the Comedy Store. I'm on late night. And, of course, on Monday, don't forget the Ding Dong Show and our Death Squad Ding Dong taping that night. So, guys, put her there if you can. Big 3! Goodbye.
Good night.
Bye.